any prayer that doubts the will of God is an undiscerning and, yes, shameful prayer. Don't pray that way. It's embalmed with unbelief. God's will is for holiness, for health, and for wholeness. God's will to receive all who come to Him by grace incorporates His attitude toward anyone in regard to sickness, because the full provision of Calvary's cross is salvation for the soul and healing for the body.
Welcome to Your Place of Grace with Evangelist Anthony Sluzes. We're taking the message of salvation, Holy Spirit renewal, and healing through the finished work of Christ to the world by every available means. If you'd like more information about Your Place of Grace Ministries and our resources, visit yourplaceofgrace.com.
Hey there, everybody. This is Anthony Sluzes, and I welcome you once again to Your Place of Grace. Today, we're talking about hindrances to healing. And because of time constraints, I want to urge you and encourage you to please read the Gospel of Matthew, all of chapter 8, Matthew chapter 8. We don't have time to do that in a podcast, but read it on your own, in your own study time and devotional moments. But that's what we're talking about today, that entire chapter. There are hindrances to healing. And those hindrances keep us from receiving the wholeness God wants to give to us. Now, we must keep in mind that it is always the will of God to hear us. And, I'm going to say something bold, it is always the will of God to heal now. However, sometimes we harbor things in our hearts that prevent us from being healed. Once we honestly search our hearts and ask the Holy Spirit to reveal what is hindering our restoration, we can rest in the belief that He really does want us to be healed and whole in every area of our lives. He really does. Whether we are dealing with something like speaking in tongues or on divine healing, there is much misinformation that catches us up and prevents us from receiving God's fullness in these gifts. Sometimes people feel badgered or coerced in these areas, and they're fearful of condemnation if something does not happen immediately. However, we must approach all of God's gifts, all of them, with the confidence that He only gives us good things. Praise God. As born-again, Spirit-filled believers, we must contend for healing and deal with it boldly. Oh, yes, because Jesus wants us and His church to be whole. He gives us a charge, and we must move on it. So what are some of these hindrances of that stop healing in its tracks? What are some hindrances to our healing and wholeness? Well, first of all, there's the hindrance of disbelief. That is, disbelieving that it is always God's will to heal. It is God's will that we be healed. If He says He will heal one person, He will heal all. Jesus declared in Matthew 8, verse 7, yes, I will come and I will heal him. God is expressing his willingness to heal. When we are not healed, we should not indict the word of God. No. But we should look inward instead. Amen? It's not the word's fault if we're not healed. It's not God's fault. For the word of God to work, you must work the word of God. Amen? So we need to look inward if there's a hindrance. Other examples of healing can be found in these scriptures. Write them down if you can. Matthew 8, verses 16 and 17. Matthew chapter 9, verses 35 and 36. Matthew 12, verse 13. Matthew 14, verses 34 through 36. And finally, Matthew 15, verses 30 and 31. Study those in your own devotional time. Another hindrance of healing is questioning God's will for healing. His word says, by his stripes you were healed. That's 1 Peter 2:24. If you see someone being prayed for and was not healed, it is because of the hindrances of healing, not because it was not the will of God. Jesus does not say, I will heal you and you, but not you. No, Jesus never said that, never will. He will heal all who truly come to him. Therefore, you and I must never, ever pray, well, if it be thy will, God, heal this person. No. Any prayer that doubts the will of God is an undiscerning and, yes, shameful prayer. Don't pray that way. It's embalmed with unbelief. God's will is for holiness, for health, and for wholeness. God's will to receive all who come to him by grace incorporates his attitude toward anyone in regard to sickness, because the full provision of Calvary's cross is salvation for the soul and healing for the body. Hallelujah. The basic problem is that people must come to the absolute decision that the Lord's will is to heal them now. Another hindrance of healing is the hindrance of attitude. Ooh, that's a big one. Attitude is an obstacle to healing. There are times people cannot receive healing because of their attitude toward the Lord or toward his purpose in their life. So if we rebel and do not trust God, we may open ourselves up to more than we want to deal with. There are some people who may come to prayer, but not to Jesus. Because of their ignorance and doubt, they do not realize that by not opening up, their healing is hindered. At the cross, the Lord provided it all. It is the receiving that is the problem. His shield is there. Just stand under it. Hallelujah. Then there's the hindrance of hasty prayers. Sometimes there is a tendency to become glib, patterned, or formulaic in our prayers. The hasty or hurried prayer is not good. When we pray for someone, we should take a moment to seek God's will. This also gives God time to quicken faith in the individual's heart. Ask the Lord to give you a word of wisdom or a scripture you can share to show love to that person. And then finally, there are the hindrances of unforgiveness. Boy, that's a big one. the hindrance of unforgiveness, or unsurrender, or unrepentance. Biggies. Wow. There is tremendous relief and healing available just as soon as someone comes to the Holy Spirit and lets Him release them from bitterness or from malice and lack of a right spirit towards someone or towards God. You know, people sometimes carry things in their hearts, never totally facing up to this with the Lord. They pretend these feelings are not there, but they have to live with them. When we do this, we pay for it somehow in our body or soul, emotionally, mentally, and eventually physically. Remember the Lord's Prayer? Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. The Lord demonstrates through Scripture again and again that He is willing to heal us. God has made a covenant with us. He is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals. And all we need to do is to come to Him in repentance, believing that it is His will to do it, and then that we humbly receive and give thanks to God. Praise God. Years ago, there was a dear lady who was dealing with, recurring, constant, chronic sickness in her body. And so we told her, as we were led by the Spirit, we told her, maybe there's a specific area that you're not surrendering to the Lord. Is that a possibility? She just stood there and kind of said nothing for a few moments. And then she was asked again, is there a specific area you're not surrendering to God that you should surrender? Tears began to well up in her eyes and fall down her face to the floor. You know, her tearful response told it all. And then after being obedient in that moment, being obedient and surrendering that which she had been holding back from God, she repented. She was forgiven. And she was healed. Praise God. And that can happen for you, dear friend. Why don't you pray with me right now? As I lead you in prayer, just pray this silently to yourself. Father, as I walk in the good news of the gospel, I will be healed of every disease, weakness, and infirmity. I am made whole by the power of your word, and I will arise and go forth and proclaim your goodness, O God. I release the faith that I have in you to heal me of all my diseases, for your word is life to those who find it and health to all our flesh. O Lord, your favor surrounds me as a shield, so I know that no weapon or disease or sickness formed against me will prevail, for this is my inheritance as your child. Anything that has not been planted by you shall be torn up by the roots. And I thank you, Father God, that because what the enemy has hidden in darkness, you have exposed and covered with Jesus' precious blood. The blood of the spotless Lamb is on the doorpost of my soul, and the death angel cannot penetrate it. Jesus, you came that I might have abundant life, and your grace and mercy sustains, refreshes, and strengthens me in my time of suffering. Thank you, Jesus. Dear Lord, you are my God. You are my Savior, the Lord of my life, and you've promised to bind my wounds and heal my afflictions. And according to your holy word, you have taken my sin, disease, and afflictions to the cross. Therefore, no disease has authority over my body anymore. Father God, you have set before me life and death. I choose life. You have set before me blessings and curses. I choose the blessing. I reject any infirmity and every form of witchcraft and every type of warfare that has come against my body. And Lord, I thank you, Jesus, that through the sacrifice of yours on the cross, I have passed out from under the curse and entered into the blessings of Abraham, whom you blessed in all things. And I am blessed with good health and favor. I will not be afraid, for you are with me. You are my God. You promise to strengthen, help, and uphold me with your righteous right hand. And when I hear your voice and obey your commandments, nothing and none of the diseases of Egypt will come upon me, for you are the Lord who heals me. You laid hands on the sick, and they were healed. And Father, I thank you that I was bought with a price, a great price, and I will glorify God with my body, for my body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. I'm not my own. I will walk in your wondrous ways and in your works. I will give thanks to you, for you are good. I will declare your greatness and bless your name forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. And amen. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I can feel the Holy Spirit just moving all around me, through me, in me, in my little studio here as I share this with you and as I pray with you. I feel the presence of the Lord, and I believe you will feel that as well. I believe that you feel it now, coursing through your body, through your soul, through your spirit, man. Be healed in Jesus' mighty name. Praise God. Contact me with your praise reports or prayer requests at yourplaceofgrace.com. I will answer every praise report, every prayer request with a word of encouragement. And I thank you for listening, and I ask you to pick up a copy of my latest book. It's called The Forgiving Heart. The Forgiving Heart is found in paperback and in Kindle format. Go to Amazon.com or my website, yourplaceofgrace.com. Get several copies of The Forgiving Heart. Pass them around to friends and family. Listen, if there's anything we need in this society right now, it's love and a forgiving heart. Thank you for listening. And pastors, if you are listening, I would ask you to prayerfully consider inviting me to come and to speak at your church. Wherever you're located in the U.S., I have traveled from Oregon to Florida and many points in between, preaching and teaching the message of the cross, Jesus Christ and Him crucified, and the finished work of that cross. Go to our testimonials page on our website, yourplaceofgrace.com. Pastors, I promise you, I will become a friend to you, a prayer partner, and I will become a friend to your family and church family and community. The Spirit of the Lord is moving in our services. I'm not bragging on me, but on my Jesus. Thank you for listening, everybody. And until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you, and may He always have a smiling countenance toward you, and may He give you peace, protection, prosperity, joy unspeakable and full of glory, laughter and unconditional love within your marriage, family, and home, and may He grant you great favor everywhere you step foot, all the days of your long, long life, in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you so much for listening to Your Place of Grace with Anthony Sluzes. We trust the podcast was a blessing to you. If you'd like more information about our ministry, resources, testimonials, and to schedule Anthony to speak at your event, go to yourplaceofgrace.com.